Today we're building a low-end pressure jungle ARP warp-enabled in Live 12, and we're doing it with an automation-first workflow. So instead of getting lost in giant sound design rabbit holes, we're going to start simple. Make one strong bass idea, and then shape the energy with movement, automation, and a little resampling. This is a really useful beginner approach for drum and bass because in DNB, movement often matters more than complexity. A bass part does not need to be super complicated to feel huge. If it breathes with the drums, ducks at the right moments, and opens up with intention, it can drive a drop hard without fighting the kick, snare, or sub. So let's set the scene first. Open a new Ableton Live set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. If you want a slightly more rolling feel, 174 works too. Keep your session tidy from the beginning. Make a drum group, a separate sub-bass track, and a main bass or ARP track. Give the ARP track a clear name like RP Warp or LOWEND Pressure. That little bit of organization helps a lot later, when you start automating and arranging. If you've got a reference track, drop it in now and turn it down. We're not copying it. We're just checking the kind of energy, density, and motion we want to aim for. Now let's build the source sound. On the ARP track, load up Waveatable or Operator if you prefer a simpler starting point. For Waveatable, keep it basic. Use a saw or square on oscillator 1. Maybe another saw on oscillator 2 with a little detune, and keep the unison low to moderate, around 2 to 4 voices. The goal is not to make the sound huge right away. The goal is to make it clear, focused, and easy to shape. Set the amp envelope so the sound stays punchy. Fast attack, a short to medium decay, fairly low sustain, and a short release. That gives you more of a rhythmic, bass ARP shape instead of something that washes over the whole mix. After Waveatable, add saturator. Start with just a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn on soft clip if it helps. Listen for thickness and attitude, not just loudness. In drum and bass, a little harmonic grit goes a long way. Then add EQ8. If the patch is too muddy, take a small dip somewhere in the low mid area, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, tame some upper mids. Don't overdo the EQ yet. We're just cleaning the shape. After that, put utility at the end so you can control width and mono behavior. For a low-end pressure sound, the important body should stay centered. That's a big beginner lesson right there. Heavy bass is usually cleaner than it is wide. Now it's time to write the actual ARP. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip and keep it simple. Use only a few notes from a minor scale. D minor or F minor territory is a great place to start for jungle and darker rollers. Try a pattern that uses the root, the fifth, the minor third, maybe the octave, and then a small passing note back to the root. Rhythmically, keep it tight but not robotic. Some notes can land on 1/16 steps, with a few rests and maybe one or two syncopated hits near the end of the bar. You want this part to feel like it's interlocking with the break, not acting like a lead melody sitting on top of everything. And here's an important drum and bass rule. If your snare is strong on 2 and 4, give it room. Don't crowd that space with too many bass notes. The snare needs to hit like an anchor. The ARP should support it, not fight it. Once the notes are in, spend a minute on the groove before you start automating everything. Shorten some notes, lengthen one or two, and maybe move a couple slightly off the grid if the pattern feels too stiff. If you want a more jungle feel, make it slightly unstable. One note a little longer, one note clipped shorter, one small gap before the repeat. Those little details make the part feel alive. If the pattern is too busy, simplify it. That's a really common beginner trap. Indeed, NB, better timing usually beats more notes. Now we get into the first warp layer, filter movement. Add auto filter, and for a beginner-friendly setup, place it before saturator first so you can hear how the harmonics change as the filter opens. Start with a low-pass filter, cut off somewhere in the low to mid-range depending on the patch, and a little resonance. If there's drive available, use a small amount. Now automate that cutoff across 8 bars. Start slightly closed, then gradually open it toward the drop or toward the most energetic point in your phrase, and then pull it back down for the next section. This is the automation-first mindset in action. The sound does not need to be massive from bar 1. It becomes massive because it moves, and that's one of the main reasons this works so well in drum and bass. A filter sweep on a pressured ARP can feel like the bass is gathering energy. The drums stay locked in, and the bass feels like it's charging up underneath them. Next, use clip envelopes and arrangement automation together. Clip automation is great for quick movement inside the MIDI clip. Arrangement automation is better for bigger section changes, like build-ups, drops, and switch-ups. In this lesson, we want a simple and readable workflow, so think of it like this. Use clip automation for detailed motion and arrangement automation for big energy shifts. Good things to automate are auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, maybe wave eatable position if you want a little extra motion, and very subtle echo or reverb throws for transitions. Keep those wet effects controlled. In DNB, too much delay or reverb can blur the groove fast. A practical shape might be this. The first four bars are more filtered and restrained. Bars 5 to 8 open up and get a little more aggressive. Then maybe bar 9 drops back down briefly to create a reset. After that, you repeat with a small variation. That kind of structure feels musical and keeps the listener engaged. Now let's talk low-end discipline, because this is where a lot of beginner bass sounds fall apart. Your ARP should not be fighting the sub. If it contains too much low frequency, it will compete with the kick and the sub, and the whole drop will feel cloudy. Use a Q8 or a high pass if needed, and keep the true sub on a separate track if possible. A simple split is a sub below around 80 to 100 Hz, and the ARP or pressure layer handling the body and movement above that. If you want a little more weight, you can add a gentle boost in the low mids, but only if the mix has room. Always check it against the kick and snare. Also, hit mono check with utility. If the sound suddenly gets weak when you collapse it to mono, your width is too extreme or the phase is getting messy. For low-end pressure, the core should stay solid and centered. Now bring the drums into the picture. This part matters a lot. DNB is all about how the bass and drums interact. The snare should stay clear and punchy. The ARP should leave space around important drum hits. Ghost notes and break edits can help glue the rhythm together, but the bass should always feel like it's reacting to the drums rather than sitting on top of them. If you're working with a breakbeat, layer it underneath or alongside your program drums and listen carefully for clashes. Cut or dock frequencies if needed. Keep the transient space clean so the kick and snare still punch through. If you want more of a roller's feel, keep the ARP rhythm steadier and let automation do more of the work. If you want more jungle energy, make the rhythm more chopped and restless. When the part starts feeling good, resemble it. This is one of the most useful Ableton workflows in darker DNB. Route the ARP to a new audio track and record a few bars of the moving bass. Once it's on audio, you can consolidate the best section and start editing more creatively. Now you can reverse tiny bits for tension, cut around snare hits, adjust warp if the timing needs tightening, or even rechop it with simpler or sampler. Resampling gives the sound a more finished, record-like feel. Live jungle and dark DNB get stronger once you stop endlessly tweaking and start treating the sound like audio. At this point, place the idea into a real arrangement. Think in sections. Maybe the intro has a filtered version teasing in the background. The build opens the sound up and reduces other elements. The drop brings the ARP in with full low-mid pressure under the break. Then a switch up mutes or filters it for a bar before it comes back with a variation. If you're building a 16-bar drop, a simple structure works well. The first four bars establish the loop. The next four bars open up a little more. The third block strips things back or changes the response phrase. The final four bars hit the biggest automation and then transition cleanly out. That kind of phrasing is really important in drum and bass because club energy depends on contrast. If everything is always full intensity, nothing feels big anymore. A good ARP warp uses movement and contrast to create excitement. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the ARP too sub-heavy. Don't automate everything all the time. Don't widen the low end too much. Don't crowd the snare. Don't drown the bass in reverb or echo. And once the part is working, don't be afraid to resample. Audio editing often gets you closer to a finished DNB sound than endless synth tweaking. Here are a few pro style tips as you work. Try saturation in stages instead of all at once. A little before the filter and a little after can make the tone more aggressive without destroying it. Be careful with resonance. A small bump adds bite, but too much will whistle. Let the ARP answer the snare if you can. Vary note velocity so repeated notes breathe a little more. And if you want extra life, make tiny changes to wave-eatable position, resonance, or unison spread over the phrase. You can also think in layers. Even a beginner project can feel bigger if you stab a clean core, a gritty resampled layer, and maybe a subtle top movement layer. One track can provide motion, another can provide weight, and your drums can provide punch. Keeping those roles separate is one of the biggest keys to clarity in heavy DNB. For a quick practice pass, try this exact workflow. Open a new live set at 170 BPM. Add wave-eatable, auto-filter, saturator, EQ8, and utility. Write a short minor key ARP using only 3 to 5 notes. Give it a few syncopated gaps. Automate the filter cutoff across 8 bars. Add a little extra saturator drive in the second half. High pass it if it clashes with the sub. Then loop it with a simple kick and snare pattern and listen in mono. Make one version darker and one more open. Then choose the one that feels clearest and hardest. The big idea to remember is this. In drum and bass, especially jungle and darker rollers, movement is arrangement. A well-automated bass arp can create more energy than a complicated patch ever will. Keep it simple, keep it tight, let the drums lead. And use automation to make the bass feel like it's breathing with the track.